Our first scripture reading comes from 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verses 12 through 17, and it can be found on page 1846 in your pew Bibles. This is the Lord's grace to Paul. I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has given me strength that he considered me faithful, appointing me to his service. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves all full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the world of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. Now, to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Our second reading comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verses 1 through 10, and it can be found in your pew hymnal, Bible on page 1623. This is the parable of the lost sheep. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear him, but the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in that same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not repent. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Does she not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels and God over one sinner who repents. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks, Albert.
I got everything.
Shall we start with a word of prayer? Gracious Father, we do thank you that we can be here today. We thank you for those visiting. We thank you for just all who attend, and we ask that your will would be done and your presence made known to them. Guide us in our study this morning. Help us in our lives and all you surround us with. For we do ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
How many of you know the old phrase, finders, keepers, losers, weepers? I think, if you were a kid and grew up in this area, I know you'd use this. Well, it came to my mind the other day when people were leaving, and one woman had been at our service, who shall name remain unnamed. She was walking out the door, and she says, "Hey, do we have a lost and found department in this church?" And I looked at her and I said, well, no, we don't. We don't have a lost and found department, but I think maybe, what do you need? She says, well, I lost my glasses and I can't see very well. I said, I said, well, maybe we'll have to check in the vestibule, in the desk in the vestibule. Maybe we'll find him there. Well, we went and we looked. We didn't find him there. We looked around. We couldn't find him anywhere in church until, to her embarrassment, I looked at her and I said, I think they're on top of your head. How many have been there? I mean, I've been lost. I mean, Tim, don't lose him. Anyway, but I got thinking about that, and I got reading these scriptures, and I read this scripture from Paul, and he really understood what it was, what Timothy needed to know. I mean, if you were to read before what we read in 1 Timothy 3 through 11, so Paul he's warning Timothy about false teachers. He says that the false teachers of the law, who thought they had the right to say, finders, keepers, losers, weavers. When we think about this for a minute, Paul knew that other misguided attitude. I mean, because that is a misguided attitude to have, isn't it? Because we're not to be finders and keepers, aren't we? We're supposed to be searching and finding the lost and returning them to the keeper, who is God, our King and Savior, right? So in our passage today in Luke, we read about Jesus gave them two parables, right? And he's talking to who? The Pharisees, the teachers of the law, all those false teachers that Paul had warned Timothy about. The ones that were thinking that they were finders and keepers, and the rest were losers, weepers. So when I got looking at that, and I thought, okay, so who are these guys he's really talking about? I mean, he's looking at false teachers. He's looking at tax collectors. Now, tax collectors, they were the worst of all. They were traitors. Think about it. The tax collectors, they were Jews. They were collecting money from their own people, handing it over to the Romans. Not to mention they were lining their own pockets with it. I mean, they were the scum of society, weren't they? Or maybe talking about those sinners, those people who break the law, who don't keep the commandments. They were the scum of the earth too. We didn't really want to have anything to do with them. People, here Jesus is hanging out with them. Well, he didn't approve of them, but he wanted to help them. Most of all, when he told these parables, he wanted the Pharisees and the tax collectors to understand that their duty was to be searching and finding. They weren't the keepers. So the more I thought about this, I got thinking, how do we really bring this home? How should we think about this? How could he help them? Can we be helped in our lack of vision? Now, I remembered a story I'd read long ago and came to my mind. I got thinking about it. It's about a little boy. So the little boy, he's hears this phone ring, and he answers his phone, and he says, hello. Person on the phone says, is your mommy there? And the little boy goes, no, she's busy. How about your daddy? Is he available to talk on the phone? No, he's busy too. So the voice on the phone says, so is there anybody else I can talk to there? And the voice goes, my little sister. Well, is there any adults there I can talk to? He says, well, the policemen are here. He says, can I talk to one of them? No, they're busy too. Is there anybody else there? As he hears on the phone, he says, well, the firemen are here. The man on the phone says, can I talk to them? Well, no, they're busy too. Pretty soon the guy on the phone, he's getting discussed. He said, so is there any adult there that I can talk to at this moment? No, they're all busy. He says, so what are they all doing? They're all looking for me. hmm. They're all looking for us. Aren't we like that sometimes? Don't we feel like we're hiding sometimes in the closet and God's looking for us? But we're not willing to be found. Isn't that what these parables are all about? I mean, too many times we all have the attitude that we are the finders and the keepers, and losers, weepers. But it's not that way. How many of you have ever been lost? I mean, had that real feeling of being lost. I think about getting lost all the time. It's like when Bonnie and I go on vacation or anywhere, or we stay in a fancy hotel and we're up in one of the hotels. How many of you ever come out of your room and not know which direction to turn? I get lost. I always turn the wrong way. The other day I had to go to the hospital. I know then we were down the, I think it was CMC. We finally get located into where the doctor's supposed to be. Come out of the doctor's office, I'm thinking, they need more signs here because I'm lost. I don't know which way to go. I forget which way I come in the door. We all get lost in them. We all lose things sometimes, don't we? Like the woman who lost her coin. We end up having to search and find. We feel that lost feeling. Jesus wants us to know. He wanted them to know that that's our job. When we receive Christ as our Savior, when we become His disciples, it's our job to be searching and finding. Think about it now. So I thought, I was reading about this one fella. He thought he'd lost his wife and he's in the mall. And he got thinking to myself, I know what I'll do. So he walks up to the prettiest woman he could find. He says, would you talk to me for a little bit? And she looks at him kind of crazy and says, you want me just to talk to you? Why do you want me to do that? He says, well, every time I talk to a pretty woman, my wife finds me. You know, I thought that's some good advice. But guys, you want to be careful if you take that advice. But what happens to us when we stray, when we listen to the false teachers, when we don't rely on the gospel, on the truth that we're given? We end up going astray, don't we? Well, Jesus tells us that He's out to find us. He's searching for us. We're like the one who wandered off. He leaves the 99 others behind and goes after us because each one of us is special. So I thought about all this, and I'm thinking about, I was reminded of a story that Tony Campolo told in one of his books years ago. And I thought, I need to read it to you. I need to read what he said. So in his story, he writes, he says, so on one of my trips from the East Coast to Hawaii, he tells of a time when he found himself awake long before dawn because of the time differences. So rather than trying to force himself to go back to sleep, he got dressed and wandered up and down the streets of Honolulu looking for a place for breakfast. Well, he found a little place on the street, walked in and sat down on one of the stools at the counter, and everything he touched, including the menu, felt sticky with grease. He said, so when the guy behind the counter came over and asked, what do you want? Tony ordered a cup of coffee and a donut, and he sat there munching on his donut and sipping his coffee at 3:30 in the morning. Well, the door of the diner had swung open, and much to his dismay and discomfort, in marched 8 or 9 provocative and loud prostitutes. Well, it was a small diner, so they sat on both sides of him. And their talk was loud and crude, and of course, Tony felt completely out of place and was just about to make it a quick getaway when he overheard one of them say, tomorrow's my birthday and I'm going to be 39. So one of her friends snapped back, so what? What do you want me to do, throw you a birthday party? Well, the woman replied, come on, why do you have to be so mean? I was just telling you it was my birthday. And I don't want anything for you, so why should you give me a birthday party? I've never had a birthday party in my whole life. Well, as soon as Tony made his decision, heard that, he made his decision, and he waited until the women had left. And then he called the guy behind the counter over and asked, do they come in here every night? And yes, he answered. Well, Tony went on to say, And I overheard one of them named Agnes say that tomorrow is her birthday. So what do you think about us throwing her a birthday party for her right here, right now? All right, how about tomorrow? Well, anyway, at 2:30 the next morning, Tony Campolo was back at the diner, and they decorated the diner from one end to the other with crepe paper and made big sign out of the cardboard that read, "Happy Birthday, Agnes." Well, eventually, evidently, word had gotten out, and by 3:15 a.m., the place was packed. So promptly at 3:30 a.m., the door of the diner swung open, and in walked Agnes with her friend. And everybody was ready to scream, "Happy birthday." So Agnes was stunned and shaken. Her mouth fell open. Her legs seemed to buckle a bit. One of her friends gathered her arms to steady her and led her to one of the stools at the counter as the crowd sang, "Happy birthday." Well, her eyes moistened. Then when the birthday cake with 39 candles lit was carried out, Agnes, she totally lost it and sobbed like a child. So when the party finally came to a close and Agnes walked out of the door, there was a stunned silence in the diner. And not knowing what else to do, Tony Campolo broke the silence by saying, "What do you say we pray for Agnes?" Well, he prayed that night for Agnes, and he prayed for her salvation. He prayed that her life would be changed and that God would be good to her. And when he finished, the guy leaned over the counter and said, "Hey, you never told me you were a preacher. What kind of church do you belong to?" So in one of those rare moments when just the right words came, Tony Campolo answered. He said, "I belong to a church that throws birthday parties for prostitutes at 3:30 in the morning." The guy waited a moment. Then he almost sneered as he replied, "No, you don't. There's no church like that. If there was, I'd join a church like that." That's the way every church should be, isn't it? Shouldn't we all be part of a lost and found department? Shouldn't we be one of the churches that throw a birthday party for a prostitute at 3:30 in the morning if we need to? Isn't that what the parable about the lost sheep and lost coin is all about? It's about searching and finding those in need. Whether it's just a need of being lifted up to help, there are those who are questioning God and looking for direction. Isn't what it's all about? I believe this church is a lost and found department. We help those who need to see God, need to come into His presence, because Jesus, He goes after the one. Yes, sometimes the 99 get left, feel like they've been left behind. But it's just like when we find something that we've lost, that we've searched for, we get in a frantic search like the woman who lost the coin. Well, when it's found, don't we rejoice at how God blesses us in our lives? How He's touched each and every one of us when we found salvation, when we found something that we needed to hold on to so that we might have faith. God. Praise God. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, bless us. Help us to be that church that throws parties at 3:30 in the morning for prostitutes. That's more like a lost and found department. Help us to keep away from that mindset of losers, keepers, finders, weepers. And bless us as we find those and search for those who are lost and missing from Your grace. For we know that Your love will carry us and that You will bless all those and You are searching and finding us. In Jesus, we do pray all things. Amen.